Assuming you're not snowed in over the next few days, here's a musical treat to warm your body and soul. It's the U.S. premiere of Scottish composer James McMillan's brand new chamber opera, Clemency. It's a Boston Lyric Opera production. It debuted last night and will run through the weekend. And joining us now to talk about it is our own opera lover, Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair. Hey, Graham, great to see you.
Great to see you too, Anthony.
So, Graham, we're listening to an older piece by James McMillan. This is from his choral piece, Seven Last Words from the Cross, which sounds beautiful. Tell us first something about James McMillan.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of Boston music lovers might be familiar with his work from a recent premiere that the Boston Symphony did. They premiered his work, The St. John Passion, about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he also has done a lot of choral work, and his style varies a lot depending on the particular setting. So that's why I've suggested we listen to this Seven Last Words here, because it's a chamber piece, so it's a little more in the style of what you might be getting with Clemency.
Well, it's just absolutely beautiful, this piece, Seven Last Words from the Cross. But let's talk about the U.S. premiere of his chamber opera, Clemency. We can't hear that right now because, as we mentioned, it's a premiere. So tell us about this new production by the Boston Lyric Opera.
It's a co-commission with two other opera companies. So we're the third production to happen in the world here, but the first in North America. I don't like to give away too many spoilers with the plot or really try and lay out all the details of the music, but I will say the story is likely to be familiar to a lot of people because it's the story of Sarah and Abraham, which is part of holy texts in Jewish, Christian, and Muslim traditions.
So let's hear from James McMillan himself, if only to appreciate his terrific Scottish brogue. Here he is talking about Clemency and how it updates an old story and puts it in a modern context.
The production has been updated to make it almost a kind of contemporary tale, set in the present day, still possibly the Middle East or Eastern Europe or something. It's not quite clear where it is. Sarah and Abraham are modern people, and they're visited by three strange but modern presences. And it turns out there's something of the terrorist about these three. So we have something of the ancient and the modern, of the kind of things that people face today.
Interesting, this theme of updating this stuff in the modern context.
That's right. You know, I was at a talk back session earlier this week that involved a lot of students, and they asked the question, said, why do operas always focus on old stories? Why can't we write about something new? The conversation actually led to a nice discussion of the fact that, well, we tend to go to old stories because people relate to them. People have heard them, and you want to have something in common with everyone in the audience. But then you can get a little of the best of both worlds by adding this ambiguous context that lets you set it in a modern setting whenever you need to. So it's got a universal appeal that way.
And Graham, this production of Clemency, it's part of the Boston Lyric Opera's Opera Annex series. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. There might have been a time, in the past where the Boston Lyric Opera had a reputation for being a company that focused a little more on traditional works, traditional settings. But whether that was ever valid, it's certainly no longer valid now. Back in 2009, they started this Opera Annex series, which is focused entirely on new works in found settings. So in the past, they've used the JFK Library, they've used the Park Plaza Castle, and this time they're at the Artists for Humanity Epicenter, which is in South Boston, and it's part of the Fort Point neighborhood, so it reflects a lot of this industrial artist studio character of the neighborhood it's in.
Really interesting, but I gotta think that with opera specifically, when you're talking about performing in these non-traditional settings, doesn't that create some challenges?
Yeah, you know, charm or challenge, you know, depending on what your perspective is. There's definitely plenty of both. So in this particular circumstance, you know, we're in this fairly industrial, boxy space where there's a small thrust stage in the middle, and the audience surrounds it nearly completely. And we've got the small chamber orchestra tucked away in a corner there with the conductor. And the singers, however, are free to move about the entire space among the audience on the stage. So it's a very intimate, powerful connection with the audience.
That's something that doesn't typically happen with opera, does it?
There's a different connection that usually happens in a theater. It's a grand thing. It's sort of an epic majesty, if you will, you know, but from a distance.
Yeah.
And there's something very powerful about being so close. And you can see a little more of the physicality that's involved with making these sounds. And, you know, the work that these singers do really is almost superhuman.
Wow, it sounds fascinating. And Graham, based on the energy that you're bringing to this conversation, it sounds like this is a performance that should not be missed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are very few opportunities to hear new commissions of opera, and even fewer to see chamber works being produced by a professional company like this. So that's really the bottom line. Maybe you love everything the BLO does, maybe you love everything James McMillan does, or maybe, you know, you're a little more of a traditionalist and you like Puccini, or maybe you don't even really feel so hot about opera in general. But I think this is a production that shouldn't be missed, if only for the chance to be up close and personal with opera singers of this caliber.
It's Boston Lyric Opera's production of James McMillan's Clemency. It's on stage at the Artists for Humanities Epicenter until February 10th. For details, you can visit our website, radioboston.org. And Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll go out on Seven Last Words from the Cross by James McMillan.
Coming up, the music of Southern Italy live in our studios. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.